Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I've just, it's amazing. You know, we've been talking so much about the things that God is saying, and it's amazing. God will bring you into something, and a lot of times too, it's like we've talked about the mountains, and you know, He'll show you things in your own life, or He'll bring you to a situation, and immediately we forget the journey that God brought us to the situation, and then we begin to take on the situation and forget the fact of just like, No. Remember who you were walking with that He decided to say, hey, I got to show you something. And right. You're like, oh, what is it? And God shows you something. And we're so quick to all of a sudden forget everything, the journey that brought us to that moment. And God has that so patient way of reminding us of just like, remember who showed you that
right
the first time?
Right.
And you know, it's so important to stay in that place and say, you know, this is God's idea. And I can't remember who specifically said it, but it's just like, you know, God has this crazy idea.
God.
That it's all about Him. And
God.
And that's the beautiful thing, is because there's that peace and understanding the fact of who is really doing this.
God.
Who's the one that's really guiding if we're willing to submit and follow?
Oh, He's still guiding.
Yeah. All and that's that beautiful thing. And it's just like, I want to encourage you, because I know that there's those that are listening that you're doing something and it's just like, there's no peace.
Yeah.
And it's just like
a struggle, yes. And a fight with yourself,
yes.
By yourself.
Yes. And it's like, you're yelling at something that doesn't yell back, or you're yelling at just whatever. And it's just like, whose fight is this?
And what kind of testimony does that?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And the beautiful thing is, though,
I'm in ministry. I have a this is God's business.
I'm loving God right now.
I'm loving. Yes. Give me a moment.
And it's that encouraging reality to just remember. It's just like, whose victory is this? Who are we lifting up? Who are we doing this for? And it's that reminder of just like, oh,
right.
You know, I just want to remind you, just like being grateful of the fact of like, this is God's fight.
Yeah.
This is the Lord's fight. This is the Lord's victory. Mm-hmm. It's right. The Lord's battle. Yeah. And I think about the scripture that says, the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
Right. His joy.
Not your intelligence. Not your capabilities.
Right.
Not your past accomplishments. It's like, no, just God. Like just.
You kept a record of all those?
No.
Wow, you still have that list?
I thought
we got rid of that list.
Yeah. I actually did have a list like that. But what I'm saying is, though, is that
one guy called it the I Love Me wall. That's where I got this. That's where I got that.
Yeah.
Now it's like, this is where God did this. This
yep.
Is where God did mm-hmm. that.
Yep. But it's just like, that's that important perspective that we need to remind ourselves. And a lot of times, too, we forget. But it's just like, God's faithful to remind you. And it's like, you gotta understand, it's just like, okay, everything I'm doing, family, work, children, you know, around the house. And it's just like, God.
Life.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. And it's just like, who is this for? And I'm even thinking about, too, it's just like, we've been talking a lot about love. And it's like, I think
patient,
about Bob Jones.
Kind, gentle, long-suffering, no records of wrongs, always delights in the truth.
Patient.
Very patient. Hardship and delay without complaining.
But Bob Jones had a vision.
Patient.
Fine.
Long-suffering. Long-suffering.
He shows a lot of love with us, right?
Long-suffering.
So Bob Jones, you said?
But Bob Jones has this vision. And there's this long line, and he sees 98% of humanity in one line and 2% in the other. And at the end of the line,
he died and left his body.
Yeah.
He actually went, he was in heaven.
Yeah. And they're standing before Jesus, and he's asking this 98%? Question. 98% of humanity.
Yeah.
And he's asking.
I hear about this one. It might be different.
Well, was it the same? I thought it was like.
There was two thrones.
Oh, yeah.
98% was standing by this throne that wasn't the Lord's throne. and 2%, I believe, were standing in front of the other throne, which is Jesus' throne.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the 2%.
Mm-hmm. And asking, you know, did you learn to love? And it's just like what you're just saying in 1 Corinthians is just like the importance of love. Everything you do is love. And it's just like that's standing out to me that much more is like the process of truly learning, am I loving? It's like I'm doing all these things, but it's just like, but do you love? And without all that, you're a clanging gong. And
literally.
It's just like, yeah. And it's just like be in a room with a couple clanging gongs and see how peaceful you can be. And it's like, it's not enjoyable.
There's a gong contest. I've got it worse. No, I've got it worse. I've got it worse.
And it's just like being able to have that perspective of just like, who was doing this in the first place? The gong or love?
Right.
And it's just a powerful truth to consistently don't leave that place. Don't leave that perspective of the fact of just like, it's God's fight. This is the Lord's battle. This is the Lord's victory. And if we get any iota, any degree away from that, it's just like we left love.
And it's who are we doing it for and why are we doing it? And if you find yourself thinking about yourself, you know, what about me and my stuff and my time and, you know, you're thinking like, I'm doing this for me, then I'm not doing it, because the whole thing is that to love someone else is to let go of loving yourself. You just have to trust that God's going to give you what you need, that he is love, that he's going to love you. And some people, you know, just won't love until they're loved. You know, until God, you make me feel loved, I'm not going to love anybody.
You know, it doesn't work out that way.
Huh?
It doesn't work well.
Well, it doesn't, even though he first loves us. Mm-hmm. But what we're really saying at that point is what I perceive as love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I get my emotional needs met, you know, which is a physical feeling versus the truth and the fact that God loves you enough that he died for you. Anything else? Do you need candlelights to go with that? I mean, what do you need? I mean, that's love. And then to change, you know, why are we doing what we're doing and prioritizing our life? Sometimes we have things happening in our life that's really a lower priority that we're giving it a high priority, and it's sucking us dry.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that matter most, you know, we're giving a little time to it. And in our value system that we know that maybe God's wanting us to do something, we don't have energy left. We don't have anything left to give for that. And the thing is that there's a lot of good things, but just because it's good doesn't mean it's God. And if you're going to do, it's better to do one thing well and define what you're doing and why you're doing it than to try to do a little bit of everything. I know that when you look at Mike Bickle and International House of Prayer, Kansas City, I mean, he does one thing.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, his conference is called
One thing.
And his theme is one thing I do. And it's hard when you try to do everything.
Yeah.
But if you're doing the one thing and there's different components to one, I mean, he's not just doing one thing, but everything focuses around that one vision.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. It's worth dying for. It's worth laying it down for. But it is difficult. You do go through things. You do go through times. You go through struggles. But in the end, just like the Marines said when they came back from battle, I mean, it was a tough battle, but you sit back and you have this feeling of like, but we did it. We took the hill. You know, we fulfilled the mandate. And this will be a moment where we're going to stand before God. And, you know, based on my generation, there's going to be very few people that are going to be able to say we took the hill. I mean, presently, there's a generation coming that's going to just be amazing. But how many people in America are setting aside anything, time? You know, he says we have to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I mean, all of our heart, what does that mean? It means we're trying to give him everything inside of our heart. How can I love you more in my heart, God? And in my meditations, love you with all my mind. You know, I think about you, God, and I think about your perspective of this, and I think about you all the time. And I think about what you said to David and what David said to you. And I think about what you said to Joshua. And I think about how you talked to Moses face to face. And I just think about what it's going to be like when we're together and I'm hearing the words, well done, thy good and faithful servant, you know, enter into the joy of the Lord. I think. And then I think about, you know, loving you with all of my strength. So the reason why I am putting these hours in, I'm giving you my strength. Mm-hmm. The reason why I continue to give beyond, you know, the minimal that you ask me, because that represents my strength. You know, think about it. My heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, what I think, what I want, what I feel. It's like, it's all about him. And what's so cool when you understand he's made it all about us, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. That's fair, man. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But in this life, you know, we're going to have troubles. We got mm-hmm. this thing called flesh. Y'all might not know about it.
You might run into it once or twice.
How does that cartoon character dog go?
Ruh-roh-roh.
Yeah, ruh-roh-roh. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Jumped in on that.
Yeah. And so we're constantly, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to remind us, like you mm-hmm. said, and not feel condemned and not feel overburdened. Just realize, oh yeah, you know, that's what God does. It's what a shepherd does. He reminds us of his word. He reminds us of the call. And he said, you know, don't you remember when I first found you? Mm-hmm. You were laying in your pool of blood. And this is what he said.
Yeah.
And I looked at you. In other words, this person was facing death. It was over. Death and destruction. You were totally separated from God. If you were to fully die at that moment, you would have been in hell. And he said, I looked at you and I said, live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you did. And then I picked you up. I cleaned you off. I dressed you up, put on some fine jewels and you know, you were looking so much better. Remember when I found you, you'd have nothing, and I blessed you with this and that and the other, and you started looking, you know, people just started noticing you now. They started noticing you because you're, you know, you're alive and you're dressed well and you got the clothes that I've given you put on your back. And then I decided, you know, I was going to part my robe and I'm going to be intimate with you. I'm going to allow you to come in closer to me, God says. And then all of a sudden you started getting haughty.
Mm-hmm.
You started stretching out your neck and you forgot where you came from. And then everything we had was over. And it's like pride comes before a fall. And we have to remember, my goodness, a bondservant. That's what we are, as a bondservant. A bondservant, we just say, what do you want me to do, Lord? You're the one that ordered my steps here. What do you want? What do you want for today? How many rules do we lay down for God and say, I'll do this, but I won't do that, or I'll do this, but I won't do that. And if it requires me to leave that job, I won't do it, or leave my job, I won't do it. Mm. If it requires me to lay it all down, I'll lay it all down, but this. And it's like, he's going like, I gave it all to you. Will you give it all to me?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I take care of everything. I'm holding everything together. Mm. I mean, the grass and the flowers are more beautiful than anything you could ever imagine. And, you know, I grow that. I cause the rain to fall upon the ground, the seed to break forth in the soil, to produce what you put on your plate every single night. Why can't you trust me? Why can't you just let go and follow me? Be a bondservant of the Lord. And Lord, we just pray right now. I just pray. If you were listening right now, I want to encourage you to say, you know, dear God, I want that perspective. Give me the perspective. I don't want to just be this shallow-minded believer. I don't want to be even a disciple to the point where I know what to do, but sometimes I don't do it or do it. I just want to be a bondservant. I just want to say, here I am. I am yours. Have your way, Lord. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.